This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Ever feel like your sales team is just swimming in leads, but somehow the really good ones just vanish? It's that constant challenge, isn't it? How do you actually grow your business without, you know, wasting time and money chasing prospects who just aren't the right fit?
That's exactly why today we're doing a deep dive into efficient lead qualification. We want to give you a real shortcut to being well-informed on streamlining your sales pipeline. We're looking at a great piece by Joe Medico, and the core idea is, well, pretty stark. Not every lead is actually worth your sales team's time, no matter how promising they might look initially.
Exactly. And our mission here is to unpack why speed and, maybe more importantly, precision are so vital in qualifying leads. We'll use Medico's insights to give you some really actionable ways to build a system that filters out the noise, keeps things moving, and honestly turns that old time is money saying into a real competitive edge. Right, because the key isn't just hitting pause to analyze every single lead that comes in, right?
Yeah.
That would grind everything to a halt. It's more about building an efficient, maybe even an intelligent system that does a lot of that filtering for you.
Mm.
Okay, so let's get into it. Why does speed really matter here? It feels a bit like you should slow down to be careful not speed up.
Yeah, it does seem counterintuitive sometimes. But the data in B2B, especially for services, is pretty brutal. If you're slow off the mark, those hot leads just evaporate. Think about it. Studies show the chance of contacting a lead drops like a stone over 10 times in just the first hour.
10 times?
Yeah.
In an hour?
Yeah. And wait a full day? 24 hours. Your chance of even qualifying that lead can plummet by 60 times.
60? Wow. Okay, that changes the perspective.
It really does. That's where time is money isn't just a phrase. It's like a critical business reality. So efficient lead qualification isn't just about saving admin time. It's a genuine growth lever. It lets your team be agile, prioritize smartly, and ultimately close more deals without that horrible burnout from chasing leads that go nowhere.
That 60 times stat really sticks with you. Okay, so if speed is so critical, what's the first practical step? How do businesses actually do this efficiently? What does it look like day to day?
Right. So the absolute foundation, the first thing you have to do is define what a truly qualified lead looks like for your specific business. And I mean, really nail it down. Your ideal client profile, your ICP. It can't just be companies in this industry with this many employees.
Needs more detail.
Way more detail. Think about their tech stack, maybe the specific problems they're facing, even the mindset of the decision makers, and definitely budget and timeline. So for instance, if you solve a specific software integration issue, a qualified lead isn't just any big company, it's one using specific older systems who've shown signs they need an upgrade now. Too many businesses keep this too vague, and that's where the inefficiency starts, right at the top of the funnel.
That makes a lot of sense. Precision in the definition leads to precision in the process.
Yeah.
So, okay, you've got this really detailed ICP. How do you then use it to make the process faster and smarter? How do you automate this?
Great question. That leads straight into the next step. Using a scoring system, a robust one. This is where you connect the dots between marketing activity and sales readiness. You automate lead scoring by giving points for different actions and data points. You know, how many times they visited your site? Did they download a key white paper? Maybe look at the pricing page? What's their job title? Their industry?
So you assign points for all those interactions.
Exactly. Downloading a pricing guide might be 10 points. Visiting Contact Us twice gets 15. Being in your target industry adds 20 right off the bat. The beauty is this system flags the leads most likely to convert for your sales team efficiently. It takes away a lot of that guesswork.
Okay, that sounds powerful. But it also sounds like it really hinges on marketing and sales being completely aligned. How do you manage that? They often have, let's say, different priorities.
That's often the sticking point, you're right. And the answer is step three. Align marketing and sales, ideally with a formal service level agreement, an SLA. Sales needs to know exactly what criteria, score, behavior, whatever makes a lead qualified enough for them to invest time in. Is it an MQL? And SQL? Define it clearly. And marketing, in return, commits to only passing over leads that actually meet that agreed upon threshold.
So a formal agreement.
Yes. It's more than just talking. It's agreeing on definitions, handoffs, follow-up times. This really tightens the whole funnel, cuts down on that classic sales versus marketing friction, and gets everyone aiming for the same revenue target.
An SLA specifically for lead handoffs. That's a concrete takeaway. Okay, processes, agreements. What about the tech? How do tools help make this faster and maybe easier, especially for smaller teams?
Yeah, Tech is crucial. Step four is integrate tools that genuinely speed things up. Your CRM, HubSpot, Salesforce, Zoho, whatever you use is central. These can automate those qualification triggers we talked about. So hitting a certain score could automatically change lead status, assign it to a rep, maybe even trigger an initial automated outreach.
Makes sense.
But it's not just the CRM. Pairing it with real-time notification tools like Slack alerts or similar means sales gets an instant heads up when a high priority lead crosses that threshold. That enables that super fast response time we know is so critical. Even simpler tools can automate parts of this for smaller setups.
That combination sounds really effective. The CRM doing the sorting and the notifications driving the speed. Okay, we've covered definitions, scoring, alignment, tools. What's the overarching principle to keep this all running smoothly, especially as a business grows?
The golden rule, and it sounds simple, but it's vital, is keep it simple. Efficient lead qualification needs to be almost frictionless. Think of it like an express lane on the highway for your best leads. The minute you start adding extra hoops to jump through, unnecessary approval steps, manual checks,
you defeat the purpose.
Exactly. You defeat the entire purpose, which is speed and clarity. It means sometimes being quite ruthless about cutting out anything that doesn't directly help identify and accelerate those truly qualified prospects. Less is often more here.
Keep it simple. Right. So let's bring this all together for the listener. If you put these strategies into practice, the clear ICP, the scoring, the alignment, the tools, keeping it simple, what results can you realistically expect in your business?
Oh, the impact is significant. First off, you should see higher close rates. Your team's talking to the right people more often. Second, your cost per acquisition should drop because you're wasting less budget chasing leads that we're never going to convert anyway.
Less wasted effort.
Much less. Which means your sales team spends less time on those dead ends and more time actually selling and nurturing real opportunities. Put it all together, and you're building a much more scalable, predictable pipeline for revenue growth. And maybe the biggest win, you shift from relying on, you know, hope or luck or gut feelings.
Or just referrals.
Right, to having a predictable, data-driven system that actually scales with your business. That's the real goal.
That's a powerful shift from hope to predictable system.
So it really boils down to defining that ideal client with real precision, using smart scoring, getting sales and marketing locked in with SLAs, leveraging the right tech, and resisting the urge to overcomplicate it. It's about being strategic, predictive, not just busy.
Absolutely. So maybe a final thought for everyone listening. If you feel like you're burning budget on leads that go nowhere, or your marketing just isn't quite hitting the mark on ROI, ask yourself this. What's one small thing you could do, maybe even starting today, to move your own process away from hope and gut feeling towards something more data-driven and predictable like we've discussed? That's a great question to reflect on. Maybe it's just starting to sketch out a more detailed ICP or looking at how you could implement even a basic scoring system. Find that one step. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30-plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.